Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We start with the baseball again, BT. And for me, you know, thinking a lot about this and listening to the morning show, driving in, and, you know, we went over all the cuts yesterday from Hal and all that stuff. Do you think Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees, and you want to keep it specific to Hal, that's fine because he is the Yankees, he owns the Yankees. Do you think he prioritizes winning overall? Based on everything you heard yesterday, the way that he's operated, do you think Hal prioritizes winning overall?
Not as much as he should.
And that, to me, is the problem. So we could talk about spending, how much, but when he keeps talking from a, and by the way, it's his prerogative, but he keeps talking from a business perspective. The Yankees are a great business. His father had that, obviously bought them at the value that he did, built them up. At
$10
million
bucks.
Okay, and what are they worth now?
$8 billion, okay. $8.1 billion.
So, yeah, there's a business sense to it. But George, and I hate to even go down the Hal versus George thing, but it's an excellent reference point, yet kind of have to do it. Never once, ever, did I hear George Steinbrenner speak and think he doesn't prioritize winning. Never once did I think of the business aspects of baseball when I hear George speak. It was always from a fan's perspective. You know, fans don't want to hear about the business of baseball. We're fans. We want to see the team win. And we're the Yankees. We have the highest of expectations to spend that much. So I think that's the problem with Hal, is he's too business focused, as opposed to just saying, damn it all, I'm going all in. I want to win. I want to prioritize winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the deal for me with Hal. You know, he does too much good, to get crushed. Like, he does enough to get crushed.
Right.
You know, you can't. I think if you do, you're being unfair. But what is this now? The second or the third time we've heard about this $100 million check to the city every February 1st? We don't care. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. You know, whether it was COVID, whether it's non-COVID, you're worth $8.1 billion. So it's a very fine line. There's been owners here where they deserved vitriol. Hal doesn't deserve that.
No, not vitriol, but come on.
Well, I'm saying, like,
he keeps referencing the damn luxury tax. Dude, this is going back for years. You and I first started before we got together. Luxury tax. Yeah, Hal, it's been a story. We don't want to hear about your business. We want to see results. We want to hear about you saying it's not good enough. Not just, well, the Dodgers, you know, they clicked on all cylinders and the Blue Jays were hot at the right time. No. We want to hear you frustrated and say, I cannot stand losing and I'm going to do whatever it takes to turn this team into a winner. Not looking at the book saying, how much money did we make this year?
I don't think we'll ever hear that. We, you know, I love to hear it. We're not going to hear that. And we got a little bit of the randomness yesterday. Got a little bit of that. And if you listen to the show, obviously, Sal just said we play the cuts. And we did. And we reacted to real time to the cuts. You know, what bothers me about that is, all right, if they won the World Series a couple of years ago, and here we are, it's been 2-3 years since. Like, when they lost in 03 to the Marlins, mm-hmm. right? If that was kind of the response, obviously, Hal wasn't front and center at that point. But if he was, and that was the response, not that you really want to hear it, but at least it's a little more applicable because the Yankees won in 96, 98, 99, 2000, lost in 01, lost in 03. Now you want to go down the randomness road for a minute? All right, I'll leave you to hear it a little bit. Don't want to hear it now when the last time you won since was 2009. Listen, I've been thinking about this a lot, and we think about the payroll. And one thing that Hal said, and he's not wrong, and I think he said this 2 years ago, maybe three, and it's been circled back to and reiterated several times since. Hey, we shouldn't need a $300 million payroll to win. He's right, okay? And I was thinking about this. If I was given the chance, would I prefer a team that had elite scouting, which I don't think the Yankees do, elite player development, which I don't think the Yankees do. But they also do always have a top three payroll, so they've got an elite payroll, or a team that is more in that, I'm just throwing out numbers, you know, 7 to 12, 8 to 13 payroll range, what the Yankees never will be, understood. But that was counterbalanced by elite scouting and elite player development. Well, then I think that when Hal says you wouldn't need $300 million to build the championship team, I think that there would be an element of truth to that. The problem is, the Yankees go deep, but they don't go all in. And the things that we've spoken about for years, when their prospects get here, they're not good defenders, they're not great on the bases, they're not what we thought they would be as hitters. I'm talking about the hitters, not the pitchers. Pitchers have generally been really, really good. And now you look at, well, okay, and you're not going to go that extra $60, $70 million to get the Japanese star, or maybe a Kyle Tucker, or maybe a Tucker and a Bellinger, or a Tucker and a Bregman and get rid of McMahon, whatever it might be. Well, now you have a team that's going to win a lot of games and not win any championships. That's where we're at.
Well, do you need to spend $300 million to have a good team?
No, not if you've got the scouting and the player development, but they don't.
But they also develop, they spend a lot of money in the scouting and player development, maybe more so than anybody else. And if I were to ask you, do you think the Yankees' biggest problem is not spending?
Absolutely not.
Enough.
I think they spend it wrong too much. That's the problem.
So that's a different story. But if that's going to be your argument from Hal, well, we don't need to spend $300 million to build a winner, then why are you continuing to employ the people who continually fall short? And if you just say, well, we won 94 games and it's a crapshoot, I think he's buying the crapshoot nonsense. The other counter to that, because there is a lot of fans just saying, well, we want more, and there's a reason to it. It's not the there's not a fluke that the Dodgers happen to win back-to-back World Series and they spend the most. What harm? So while we can all agree that you shouldn't need to spend $300 million or more to have a successful team, I mean, that has been proven. It's not opinion. Yep. It's fact. It's been proven.
That's true.
But let me ask you this. What harm does spending more do? For somebody who can afford to do it, what harm can it do? There's no way anybody can tell me, well, no. You shouldn't go out there and spend more money. That's going to hurt you. Oh, no. Buyer beware. That's going to hurt you spending more money. It can't hurt you. The Yankees used to spend a lot more than everybody else, and they also didn't spend it wisely every single dollar, but they moved on from their mistakes. And now we live in a spot where the Yankees are shoving the mistakes down your throat, whether it's Gallo or Hicks or LeMahieu. Pick a guy. They continue to ride these guys out. Even Giancarlo Stanton, not as a mistake on those levels, but the Yankees' biggest issue is the ball club is not constructed properly. That's not a financial thing. Although the finances could help get rid of some of those issues.
It could dig you out.
The way the Mets have done that over the years. Now, again, they haven't built a successful team to the level that the Yankees have, but at least they're trying by paying some guys to go away, eating some salary.
The pitchers back in the day, sure.
Okay, whatever. And obviously they spend a lot of money, and I expect them to spend more money. It doesn't equate to wins. Only won 83 games, but it doesn't mean that spending money is going to hurt you. And also, if your argument, that to me, this is the main point. Hal has two choices. Either spend more to compensate for the inability to get over the hump, or get people in here who are going to spend what you allow them to spend better.
That's kind of where I was going, and that's not going to happen. So, you know, we can scream all day. I mean, we've had a million conversations, some very loud ones, about Brian Cashman, and here we are, still no championship, and, you know, Brian Cashman is back here. You know, it's interesting, too, because I was looking at the top 10 payrolls. I'm going to run through all of it here. I'm not even going to give you numbers, just the plays, right? So the Mets had the highest payroll, no playoffs. Dodgers had the second highest. They won the World Series. And then you get a little bit of a mixed bag with the Phillies and the Yankees and the Cubs with early playoff exits. The Rangers had the sixth, obviously shedding money with the Simeon deal. Trying to do that maybe with other players. We'll see if they deal Seager. Sixth highest, no playoffs. Braves, a lot of injuries. Eighth highest, no playoffs. So you do get a little bit of a mixed bag. But that's the thing. Like, if I put myself...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
House shoes. Now, I could sit here and say I would spend $440 million
right.
if I was the owner of the Yankees. And honestly, me being me, I might. I mean, I really might. But I don't have access to the finances. I believe there's an element of truth to what he's saying. I do think that people think maybe the Yankees make more, but then they do. But nobody wants to hear that. If I was Hal, but here's what I definitely would do. I would sit down with Cashman and say, Brian, I am cutting checks year after year after year after year. We don't have a $190 million payroll. We're not down with the Twins or the Pirates or even the Astros at this point. Where the hell is my money going? Like, that's the money question. And because he never probes that deeply, or I'm sure he asks, but never penalizes or punishes Cashman for not spending the money properly, here we are, merry-go-round. It's the right. same stuff.
Right, so it's twofold. And they are also the New York Yankees. So I don't want to hear the Dodgers. There's no excuse for me to any other team taking the number one brand in Major League Baseball away from the New York Yankees. And the Dodgers have done that. And Hal is, to me, too complacent with either of the two. The money, which he's not wrong. You shouldn't have to spend more than $300 million to build a winning team. Or allowing the team who continually wins 90 games, we get it, but thinking that that's good enough and not seeing a little bit deeper through the weeds of the, well, we win 90 every year, we get in the postseason.
Yeah.
You have to dig a little bit deeper and say, why aren't we doing what the Dodgers are able to do and have been able to do when we were the Yankees and did that in the 90s?
You allow them to come in on the stage and swoop the trophy. And, you know, again, you're getting a second or a third or a fourth place ribbon, but your brand has been diminished because you've allowed the Dodgers to do that to you, and other teams to try to do it to you as well. Like, listen, the one thing, this came up a little bit yesterday, like the Yankees, you talk about the payroll, what their valuation is, which is $8 billion, a little bit more. You know, their revenue generation a year ago was $700 million, which was number one in baseball. And obviously, we know what the payroll was, which was obviously very high. Okay, top three, top four in baseball last year. But nobody really knows how much they spend on the minors. And you brought this up, and you're right. I don't have any doubt when it comes to biomechanics and facilities and all the reading this and the digital stuff and the machines that replicate the exact degree that the ball comes out of pitcher X's name for arm for the Red Sox, which they actually have. Not every team has that. I know that they put all the money in there. So that's not even the issue. I'm going to go back to the core issue with the New York Yankees. It's not Hal. It's not what they spend. It's not their commitment to the minors or player development. It's that they got too many people employed who have been here for so long. It's gotten stale. The game has changed, and he refuses to address that. That's the main problem with the Yankees.
And the results, while they are better than your average team, are not good enough for the Yankees. And I talk about, well, they had the dynasty in the 90s, but it wasn't just that. They were getting to the World Series often in the 2000s as well. So even losing in 2001 and 2003, and obviously winning in 2009, think about how many World Series appearances the Yankees had in the 90s, from 96 on, and then again in the 2000s, as we just referenced, and then from 2009 on, they made it once. And
yeah, I know. After they won it, they made it less. That's it.
That's it.
That's
one,
crazy.
One time in two decades.
Hey.
That's not good enough for the Yankees, and Hal continues to just accept that it is. So I'm not saying that he needs to spend $100 million more than everybody else.
Me neither.
I'm not saying that he's got to fire Brian Cashman and everybody. I'm saying he's got to do one or the other. You can't sit back and say, we're going to keep doing the same thing and cross your fingers and hope that the results are going to change. Even if you get to the World Series like they did, you know, two seasons ago, even if you get to the World Series, that proved to be a one-off. You want the constant success atop the sport. And the Yankees just, I'm sorry, they're not there when you look at the inability to consistently get to the World Series the way that the Astros have, the way that the Dodgers have. At least two other teams have done it way more often than the Yankees have been able to do.
You know, real quick, Sal, before we get these calls here, the George dynamic is always going to kind of creep in. I know you just mentioned his name before. We try not to go too, first of all, it's so long ago. It's a different sport, and he's not George. We know that. But One of the things about George that drove me nuts when the Yankees were a train wreck, and they were a train wreck for, you know, a lot of years in my childhood, was his petulance, was his, you know, reactive nature, and just he was a loose cannon. I think one of the attributes, now I'm going to compliment Hal, is that he's the opposite of that. And I think when you have owners who are too quick to fire and it's just a recycle, new GM, new coach, new manager, new voice, new philosophy, the building becomes incredibly unstable. So I value the stability that Hal has brought to the Yankees, because while it's been as long of a run without a world championship, as it was during my childhood, which is impossible to fathom, the low points of these Yankees aren't nearly as low as they were with Stump Merrill and Bucky Dent and Dallas Green and all the names that we know if you're old enough to have lived through that. And I appreciate that. This is not to be not thankful at all. But you're right. There's two roads here now. You either have to change the people you employ. He's not doing that this year. Well, you got to go deeper, and you got to spend more money.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Frank is in Monroe starting us off. What's up, Frank?
Good morning. This is the first time I'm calling since 1992.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice. Mike and Mando.
I just don't have the patience. But you hit the nail on the head. Al Steinbrenner doesn't run the team. Randy Levine has the checkbook. If they have to spend, from just using a number, $5, and they need another penny, Randy Levine isn't going to give it to them.
He's been
Steinbrenner's guy for 25 years, George. He runs it like a business. And that's who calls the shots.
So you think
that's
it's...
the bottom line.
Yep.
Right. And that's fine, Frank, and we do appreciate you taking the call. Man, since 1992, that's a long time in between calls. I was going to say, kind of getting on that length with the Yankees between championships here. Not as bad for the Yankees as it is for Frank between calls here at the Fan, but we get the point. Yeah, okay, well, Levine's the business guy. Fine. I'm not saying that you got to ignore all business aspects of it. What we know, let's just deal in facts here. Does anybody think the way the Yankees have operated for the last two decades, for the most part, has been good enough? To me, it's not, because they're held to a higher standard. So while Mets fans would take the Yankees' success, while many fans would take the Yankees' level of success, meaning be in the playoffs more often than not, win 90-plus games every regular season, have some stars on your team, all that, it's not good enough for the Yankees. And it would be one thing if the Yankees still were the dominant team but just continued to fall short in the playoffs. That's not what's happening here. They've gotten passed by, whether it's the Mets or the Dodgers, as far as the spending goes.
Toronto.
And they've gotten caught by other teams who don't even spend as much to be more consistent, better teams who go further. So there's many layers to the Yankees. I don't want to say failures. I think that's too strong. To the Yankees' shortcomings and losing what once was the predominant team in Major League Baseball.
Well, think about it this way, too. So, you know, you say it, and I say it. The problem is they no longer say it, and if they do say it, they don't act on it. If they're not holding themselves to a higher standard, why should we?
I mean,
honestly, though, that's a question for everybody. Like, we sit here and we say, and I know what you mean, and I said it, too. Yankees should be held to a higher standard than the Yankees. Well, why are we carrying the mail for the Yankees?
Well, we're not really, because did you think the Yankees were going to win the World Series going into the year last year?
No.
Okay, me neither. So, I mean, we just...
But we throw that line out there very freely, like, well, we should... the Yankees should be held to a higher standard. Yeah, that sounds good, but it's not really applied anymore in 2025. See, that standard's got to be created from within and adhered to from within. Now, going back to the back of the day, it was created from within, and it was adhered to from within, and then it was loosely, you know, pursued from within, which I think it still is now, because they obviously tried. They just don't go as far as we think we need to, as we think that they should. So, held to a higher standard. My standard is this: make the playoffs, get bounced. That's the standard.
Right, but that's just not good enough.
I agree.
Do you think, and especially now with Steve Cohen across town, do you think that if the Mets fail to make the postseason this year, David Stearns will still be employed by the Mets next year? I don't.
I would think no. After last year, if it was 2 years in a row, I would think no.
Well,
but we haven't seen have to react to that, but I would probably say no.
You know for sure the manager's going to be gone. Like, they've already laid the groundwork. Carlos Mendoza's been here for 2 years. One was incredible. getting to the NLCS in year one.
Yep.
The second was not very good, winning 83 games and not missing the playoffs.
Fired his whole staff. You're on alert.
Dude, if they don't win... Now some could say, okay, well, because George had the standards to almost an impossible level, where guys who had won three championships in a row were on the hot seat and didn't deliver again.
Ask Dick Houser how that was back in the day.
So maybe there's somewhere in between. Maybe that's where Steve Cohen lies. Who knows? We'll find out. Time will tell. He's only been here, as the owner 5-6 years, whatever it's been, for Steve Cohen. But I feel the accountability level within the Mets organization changed since Steve Cohen has taken over. And if they don't win, and he expects to win at the highest of levels when you're spending as much as he does, if they don't win, there are going to be changes made. And the Yankees, while they do have success more often than not as far as the regular season goes, to me it hasn't been enough to justify keeping Brian Cashman and everybody else in place dating back to 2021. You're talking about 4 or 5 years later now, and it's the same thing.
I mean, it's almost becoming like talking about the job, like Champ Bowen. I mean, I look at it, and we can do this coming up. I'm going to save this here. So there's the owner, there's the GM, there's the manager, and then there's the actual players. I'm going to assign a little level of culpability to really pinpoint exactly what I mean about this issue with the Yankees.
BT and Sal on the Fan, Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Obviously, you can count on them. We have plenty of football to get to throughout the course of the show. Just getting started here on this Tuesday morning, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.